Hey, hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. I decided not to turn the light on because I feel like it actually records better for YouTube if I don't. Maybe we'll try an experiment before I get done, but I feel like you can see it more clearly with it not being on, but whatever. The Bears just lost to the 49ers, 42-38, in what was an incredibly entertaining football game. From an offensive standpoint, from a defensive standpoint, it was frustrating if you're a Bears fan and have seen this Bears defense play better. They got their takeaway and they got points, right? They put points up on the board, and it's hard to be mad at a defense when they put points up on the board. But after that, the 49ers did whatever they wanted. It was really beautiful offensive football. Olin was talking about it on the station earlier this week, and he was talking about how he couldn't wait to see these two coaches go up against each other, and I was right there with them. You talk about two guys that you look at what they can put together offensively. It is downright magical. Watching Kyle Shanahan and watching Ben Johnson just hit like all of this stuff. And you look at, here's what I'm looking at inside of the box score right now. I'm looking at all of the big plays that everyone, DeAndre Swift with a 22-yard touchdown. Kyle Manunga had an 18-yard run. He also had an 11-yard reception. Burden with a 35-yard touchdown. Loveland with a 36-yard touchdown. Walker with a 19-yard, like, these are all big plays. And then on the other side, Jennings with a 38-yard touchdown, Pearsall with a 30-yard catch, Purdy with a 10-yard run, McCaffrey with a 41-yard run. Like, there were explosive plays all over the place. Robinson with a 25-yard catch, Bourne with a 25-yard catch. It was just offense, offense, offense. The Bears average 5 yards a carry. The 49ers average 6 yards a carry. And up and down the field we went. The beautiful thing about it, and the thing that I hope that people take away from what it is they saw tonight, is that it never feels like the Bears are out of it. And they were joking on the broadcast, and I thought it was hilarious. They're like, yeah, you know, Bears games are never over until the last 2 minutes. It's true. They're kind of like an NBA team, right? Or an NBA game where the last 2 minutes is what you need to tune into. But this was just back and forth, up and down the field. And it was incredibly enjoyable. Caleb Williams, man, that guy made a lot of plays in this game. That throw that he made where he was pushed to his left and makes the throw, I want to say that was the throw to Burden. He makes the throw on the sideline to Burden. And I'm like, how did he see him? How did he get the ball there? There's an interesting point made by Collinsworth about the easier throws that sometimes Caleb misses. And you've seen that. Like, as a Bears fan, it's been something that you've made mention of on the Score airwaves or inside of people's mentions, that sort of stuff. And it happened. And for the most part in this game, you had the two rookies, Burden and Loveland, make incredible catches. And then late in the game, when you had to have it, easier catches they didn't make. Now, I'm not going to be mad. Like, Colson Loveland has dropped one pass this season. One. Like, that's amazing for a guy. And Coach Wanstead had said something to us, I don't know, probably 10 weeks ago, he said that Loveland has the best hands on the team. And with a team that has DJ Moore on it, that's a hell of a statement to make. And I feel like Colson Loveland has backed that up all season long. You can't win every game. I mean, you can, but it's unlikely that you win every game. So I don't look at this as a setback for the Bears. I do think there's a lot of work to do. And I think that the biggest takeaway from this is how dangerous the 49ers are. And that was without George Kittle. That was without Trent Williams out there, that they were able to do that. That NFC West is real dangerous. And now the Bears are, the game on Sunday matters if you want to avoid the Packers. And maybe you're not scared of the Packers, and I get it, but the Eagles winning now has them as the 2 seed. But if you tie with them, you become the 2 seed because you already beat them head to head. The 2 seed gets you 7. It gets you Bears, Packers on the lakefront. 3 seed, who knows? It's probably the Rams, right? Like that's probably the team that you're going to have to play as the 6 seed. And you know me, if you watched the video yesterday that was put up after the Packers lost, my whole thing is, can the Rams do what they do in January with crazy weather? Speaking of which, like you might be able to hear the wind. It's howling so much, like outside the window. And that temperature drop was real today. I was out walking the streets earlier during the noon slate of games. I went out, had brunch, and I was walking in Printer's Row. And even with the rain, I was like, man, it's 55 degrees. And now it is bad. I went out and took a walk during halftime, you know, get a little 10 minutes in halftime. And I had to put the heavy parka on. Not La Parka. I didn't get the chair out and do the dance. If you got that, leave a comment. Because I hope you got it. Anyway, seeing whoever comes in here, the elements could play a significant role. And I'm not really one for bear weather unless you're talking about a team that's going from warm weather into this weather, or a dome team that's coming to have to play outside. My man Joe Ostrowski always talks about, it's not the rain or the snow as much as it is the wind that factors into weather being a part of what happens inside of a football game. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. When we walk into the new year, we often look at it as a way to reset, rethink things. That comes with its own set of problems and anxiety. It's not always the easiest thing to do to work through your biggest problems, and that's where BetterHelp can help you. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the United States. They're going to match your commitment to find you the best therapist. They'll do the initial matching so you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps identify your needs and preferences. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is one of the world's largest online therapy platforms, having served over 5 million people globally. BetterHelp makes it easy to get matched online with a qualified therapist. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's better. HELP.com. Let's take a little time out and talk about our friends over at Aura. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off your personal data. Your name, your address, phone number, even details about your family. Those get pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea that it exists. If you've ever searched yourself, you probably saw some stuff that you found surprising, or you've ended up on robocalls that you have no idea how you got on that list. And you don't want to be on that list. Aura helps you fight back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. Aura removes what is already exposed, protects what is not, and puts you back in control. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's Aura, aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details. Check it out for yourself. aura.com/remove. The Bears defensively, they still had some issues. I know that they said on the broadcast that Jalen Johnson is back and he's full go. and I'll have to take a look at how many, the percentage of snaps that he played, he still doesn't look right to me. And he had the pass breakup that leads to the interception by TJ Edwards, but he doesn't, the change of direction is not as sudden, and I get it. He is fighting through that scar tissue in the groin, but he doesn't quite look like himself. And if they could get him back to 90% of who he is, it changes the math on how you do defenses, because you feel most comfortable with him being in man than pretty much any of your defensive backs at this point. Like, that's the guy that you're counting on to shut down a player like Pearsall, for example. And the Bears weren't able to do that. They found a lot of soft spots in the zone, and the Bears didn't get a sustained pass rush. So you put those two things together in a really smart quarterback like Brock Purdy. I don't know how you don't walk away impressed by him. And, I mean, he made it to a second contract. So this is clearly a guy that can ball. But he's kind of like Jalen Hurts, where people tolerate him because of how big the win percentage is, but they would love it if there was someone who was a little bit more physically gifted playing the position. I tell you, that boot scoot touchdown that he threw to Juszczyk was unbelievable. That was some video game shit. And at first I'm like, oh, well, they got him bottled up. He's going to try and run for it. He backs up, goes forward, makes the defender commit, and then throws the ball. Like, that's the stuff that Caleb does that infuriates people and infuriates defenders. So seeing someone else do that, and the dichotomy of the number one overall pick and Mr. Irrelevant going at each other was fun too. And it shows that you can find a great quarterback in a lot of different places. And I just, some of the things that Caleb did tonight, I sit there and go, what will he be in 2 years? Because he's starting to get it. And what I mean by that is, when you blitz Caleb, he is now immediately going to the hot. You blitz from the right side, they are replacing you with a receiver, and he understands that that should be his first read, and he's getting the ball out. I love the Loveland touchdown. To me, is also a great sign. Here's why. Cadence was used as a weapon. So you draw them offside. How many times do you remember, whether it was Matthew Stafford or Aaron Rodgers, those guys doing that, then taking a free play and making a big play down the field? I love that Caleb used the cadence as a weapon and then took his time on the play, didn't rush it, and said, all right, all go. And watching the receivers trying to get open at that point was cool. And then he makes the throw. That's top tier quarterbacking type stuff. And seeing that level of growth is a big deal. It's a big deal. Sunday will be interesting. I expect the Lions to play hard. I know there are some people who believe that they got their golf clubs packed and swim trunks ready for Cancun and all that stuff. I don't think that Dan Campbell is going to allow them to not play hard. And it'll be up to the Bears to play hard. And I don't know if the Bears are in a position to try and pick an opponent. I'd rather just see them win out, and then whatever happens, happens, right? If it's the Packers, so be it. If it's the Rams, so be it. But it's definitely going to be a big discussion this week on whether or not you match up against one team better than the other. And now you got folks up in Green Bay saying Malik Willis is the better quarterback. and he should be starting over Jordan Love. So there's a lot to kind of work through for the rest of the week this week. But that's it. It's been a long day, and the temperature drop has got me sad. Like, real sad. It was nice. Like, yesterday I was out walking. Today I was out walking. I hope that you had a really great Christmas. I hope that people celebrating Hanukkah got cool gifts. Shout out to everyone who is celebrating Kwanzaa. Wait, what was it? Day two of Kwanzaa? Is that Umoja? I can't remember. But if you're celebrating, I hope that you're celebrating well and that you were around loved ones and family and all that other stuff, you know? I was, and I had a wonderful time this weekend, and I hope you did too. So that's it. Back on the air. Speaks is back with me on Monday. We're going to have a good time. I'll have the Bears to Indiana pod done, I think, by Tuesday morning. There's a couple more people I want to talk to, but that's on the agenda for me to have that out for you later on this week. And I can share with you what I've learned over the last couple weeks talking to people about this from all over the sports spectrum and the political spectrum. All right, everyone go to bed. Or if you're watching this in the morning, thank you. Go to work or don't go to work. Maybe you're off. I hope that you're off, honestly. It's fun when, you know, there's football this time of year that matters and people got some time off. Makes things easier. But I will talk to you next time. All right. Thanks for the subscriptions, by the way. We appreciate that. If you're new to this video, subscribe. It doesn't cost anything. Remy Martin is taking care of us, so I'm not charging you. See how that works? Find a good partner and advertiser like Remy Martin, then you don't have to pay for anything. And the production costs are really low. It's just my time. That's the only production costs here at House of L. And we hope to keep it that way until someone writes us a big ass check. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.